Hey everyone, super excited to be doing this. Welcome to episode one of Entrepreneurial Secrets.
We live in pretty crazy times. And I'm not talking about a virus. I'm talking about a modern global economy that is shifting all around us. An expanding government that is printing money and unemployment numbers that have not been seen in modern history. But what does this mean for us? I see it as an opportunity. A calling to solve the problems around us. It is my philosophy that in life, we always have a choice. You can stay down or get back up. But when you choose to get back up, you're choosing the path less traveled. The path where failure and growth are required and progression is the only outcome. Look, I'm no expert and I'm definitely not your guru. But join me as I learn what it takes to be a change maker, a leader, a visionary. An entrepreneur. My name is Ryan Peterson, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Secrets.
I've been wanting to do this podcast for a long time, like I had mentioned previously in kind of the trailer episode. Really, I am going to be doing five episodes this week, one each day. And then, the sixth episode is going to actually be an interview episode, and I will probably have interviews every couple episodes, which I'm really excited about. I'm going to be bringing on entrepreneurs in different areas, mostly internet marketing and other entrepreneurial spaces that I'm very interested in. I know there's entrepreneurs in about every space out there, but I love digital marketing and just marketing in general. And so I'm really excited to be bringing on different people in that arena. But I think there's a lot that I can learn from them. And that's one of the reasons I want to do this podcast, is really get to speak with people and understand, you know, where they come from, who they are, what they're doing, and how they were able to find success. But I also think that it's a way for me to document the journey of me learning these things and applying them. And like I probably mentioned before, I've been studying online marketing and digital marketing, entrepreneurial things, business, different stuff like that, very intently and intense for, 2 years, maybe 2.5 years. It's just been something that I have really been focusing on and I found a passion in. But I guess what I just want to share with you today is that you can do hard things. I can do hard things. This podcast is something that's very difficult for me because I have to put myself out there. You know, my message today is that you can do hard things. You can put yourself out there. You can do a podcast. You can learn a new skill. I am an Idaho man from a small town who grew up in a town literally with one stoplight in the whole valley. Maybe there was less than 10,000 people in the whole valley, one stoplight. I went to a small high school, graduated with 94 students in my graduating class, and never in my life did I think that I could do a podcast or learn online marketing, be able to build websites, things like that. Never did that cross my mind. I don't think anyone in the small town where I grew up, which is Teton Valley, Idaho, most beautiful place on earth, might I add, thought that was much of an option at the time. I mean, it wasn't a huge industry. It wasn't a big thing to get into at the time and is very niched. And it still is in a lot of ways. But I think there's a lot of growth potential in the online marketing space. And I mean, I was talking with my brother-in-law the other day, and he was talking about, I believe it's Starlink that Elon Musk has been working on, kind of in secret, kind of a shadow project, where his goal is to bring internet access essentially to the whole world through satellites, low flying satellites. And he's already been working on this. And as crazy as his ideas are, and as crazy of an entrepreneur I think people think he is, the crazy ones are the ones that actually accomplish things. You know, they go out and make things happen. And I have no doubt in my mind that if he doesn't do it, if he's not successful, someone will be successful at it. And so really, I think there's a huge, huge potential for growth in the online marketing space. So it's one of the reasons I'm studying that intently, but just to share a little story with you, I failed a statistics class I had to take in college two times. I passed the third. The first time, I guess I didn't fail, but I dropped the class. Oh my goodness, I'm horrible at math. I walked in there not expecting what it was going to take to pass that class. Next semester, I worked my butt off, and still, I got a D plus, which was not good enough for the requirements for me to pass the class and be eligible to graduate. So I went in the next semester, and I worked my butt off again, but I worked smarter this time. Instead of me just learning and trying to read books and trying to do it all on my own, I actually found a tutor, which they offer. And I'll be honest, I didn't know that the semester before. I just went for it. But I found a tutor and went to that tutor every week, probably twice a week, studied. And had them teach me what it was that, you know, the skills that I needed and the knowledge that I needed to pass that class. Well, because I went to the tutor, I ended up doing really well in the class, considering I can't remember where exactly I was, but I was definitely in the top, you know, 5-10% of students in the class that passed, and which was amazing for me, considering that I'm not great at math. I thought I was great until one day in high school, I think it was my junior year, the teacher said imaginary numbers. And then from then on out, I did horrible at math. So as soon as I heard the word imaginary numbers, I said, it can't be imaginary. It's unreal. It's not a true math principle. And it threw me off. So I haven't been great at math since. But I took a statistics class that I dropped out of pure fear and lack of preparation the first semester. Went back the second semester. Worked hard, but without help. I worked hard without an instructor, without a coach in a sense, and I still didn't find the success I needed. But that third semester, I went in, I was prepared, and I knew I needed to find someone that could teach me, someone that already knew the skills, a coach. And so I found that tutor, and I passed. I did really well. And so this podcast, in a way, is going to be twofold. It's going to be a place where I can, bring on different people who can, in a sense, be that coach, not just for me, but for you as a listener. And then secondly, I want to be able to teach the things that I've been learning or that I have learned, and maybe be that coach for someone else. I'm definitely no guru, for online marketing, whatnot. And I wouldn't put myself up there as far as an expert, but one day maybe I'll be good enough at it that I can say, hey, I'm an expert at, online marketing. And so I'm really excited to do this. Look, like I said, we're going to have 5 episodes this week. They're not going to be very long, pretty short relatively. And hopefully this recording turns out okay. I'm actually here at Lake Powell, and I'm standing here next to the water, so you're probably hearing water and a little breeze coming through. But so hopefully the recording turns out. If not, sorry about that, everyone. Some episodes are going to be great recordings where I have a nice mic. Other times, I'm not gonna lie, I'll be here on my phone, because when a thought hits you, you just gotta record it and put it out there. So, anyway, look forward to catching you on the next episode. And anyway, look forward to doing this podcast. So anyway, have a good one. Hey, wasn't that great? Thank you so much for listening. I hope you got something of value out of today's episode. I recently reached out to a number of marketing and sales experts to see what they were doing to be in the top 1% of entrepreneurs. Now, a lot of them got back to me, and I was able to interview them and ask them what secrets and strategies they were using in their business. A lot of these entrepreneurs are doing 7 figures a year and really know their stuff. The responses I received were astonishing. In fact, they were so mind-blowing that I decided to turn my video interviews with them into a free virtual summit.
If you want to watch the summit for free and learn what strategies the top 1% of entrepreneurs are using to market and sell their products, then head over to 1%summit.com. Again, that is 1%summit.com to get your free ticket to the virtual summit.